This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's get right to it. He is our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, welcome in. I'm going to settle for my 9 or 9.5 and get right into it with you, brother. It's good to have you. It's good to have you as always. Especially as a former offensive lineman, we wanted to get your take on the Anthony Richards situation from yesterday. That, of course, happened during the Texans game. Seth and I were in the stadium for it. We didn't realize at the time that he was getting pulled out of a play there on third and whatever to let Joe Flacco hand off because Anthony Richardson was tired and taking himself out of a game. Very curious the Ross Tucker take on this situation with Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, can you refresh? I mean, I've seen the play, obviously. Obviously, the play before where he came out. Well, how much time was left in the game?
They kicked a field goal to make it 20-13, I believe, at that time.
Yeah, so they had just the second half.
I think it was
half.
Third quarter.
Yeah.
I think it was third quarter.
It was in the second half.
And they had just gotten down into, you know, the red zone area. Like, it was, okay, here, let's punch this in. But first, I need a break. Yes.
Yeah. So it's so funny. Like, I could write a whole article about this because I'm not sure what's worse. Number one, that his conditioning is so bad that after one play where he scrambled around a lot, he thought he needed to come out after one play like that. I mean, has he ever watched Lamar Jackson? Lamar Jackson does it every play, like the whole game. All right, so number one, the fact that his conditioning is that bad. Number two, the fact that he actually did it. Like, he actually said.
Right, it's the awareness,
it's
right?
Amazing.
Like, him not even understanding like that's a weird thing to do.
No, Seth, don't jump me. I'm not there yet. Number two, okay, was that he actually did it. Like, that he actually thought that was a thing that you can do, and he did it. And then number three, like, my favorite is actually after the game, where he's like, yeah, I was tired, so I had to tap out for one. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm utterly amazed on so many levels. And as offensive lineman, I would just be like, you're kidding, right? And so the Colts are now in a really bad spot because they were pretty much playing him, even though we all know that Flacco gives them a better chance to win. I think they were playing him because, you know, they took him in the top five and it's his second year and he's got a lot of ability, but he's raw and he needs to play and all those things. But that's a tough balance when the rest of the team's pretty good. Like, the rest of the team's good enough to maybe make the playoffs, certainly good enough to be in the mix in the AFC South. So he was already almost on some level fighting an uphill battle. And by the way, like, his stats during games are like amazing.
I know.
He's 2 for 15 for 100 yards and a touchdown. Yeah. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
Everything about the guy is hilarious.
I box score watch every Sunday, Sean.
Ross, Seth has a ticker like the debt ticker in Times Square tracking Anthony Richardson's completion percentage.
We call it the 50% completion barrier.
Yeah.
Like breaking the 4-minute mile. It's just something that someday, maybe he'll do it more than once in a season. Because right now he's got one game where he was at better than 50%, and he was 3 for 4 and got taken out by injury.
You know what the crazy thing is?
Yeah, by the way, he's going to get benched now. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Steichen was asked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And he kind of ignored it. Then he got asked again. He said, well, we're evaluating everything. You don't say that if you're staying with your number four overall pick quarterback. Like, they're going to move on to Flacco, unless they decide, hey, let's give him one more chance, see if he bounces back from it. If he does, great. If he doesn't, then we can sit him down. Because I've seen some people make the point, which I think is a decent point. You know, Jordan Love sat for a couple years before they felt like he was ready. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes sat for a whole year before they thought he was ready. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the issue is that Richardson kind of already sat for a year last year. I'll also say this, though. The fact that he didn't really play at Florida till his last year, the fact that the year before he was splitting time with that other kid, like, these are major, major red flags. Yeah. Like, if you are 6'5", 250, fast as heck, and have a howitzer for an arm, and your college quarterback, I mean, your college coach is not starting you, something is off. Like, either you just can't figure it out, or your accuracy is terrible, or some combination of both.
I guess the segue into the Texans' opponent this week is, all right, Aaron Rodgers is not performing the way you would hope that your Super Bowl caliber quarterback is performing, but they don't necessarily have the easy option, or they're not going to bench him for the backup.
They've
or anything.
Ceded control of the organization.
At what point can you close the book on the 2024 New York Jets and the Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams experience?
So, I mean, I've already closed it. You know, losing to the Patriots was the closing. I mean, that was the game. Now, obviously, if the Texans beat them Thursday night, then it's totally over, because they could theoretically, I guess, go 8-1 in the last 9 games and make the playoffs at 10-7. But there's zero evidence to anyone that that's going to happen. I actually, 2 things I think are fascinating, right? Number one, it's going to be so awkward to see, like, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams playing meaningless games in December.
Yeah.
You know, like, that just doesn't happen, where you have a 40-something-year-old first ballot Hall of Famer, a Hall of Fame receiver, and, you know, I mean, I'm probably going to be calling some of their games as the sixth crew for CBS. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, in the New York market, and it's going to be like, hey, here's Ross Tuck. Like, that just doesn't happen very often. Then the other thing is, they're the favored. They're favored Thursday night.
2
over
points?
The Texans.
Yeah. By 2?
Yeah.
Like, what is the deal with that? I mean, that's where, and I know, you know, the Texans have their own issues, and it's a short week, and they're on the road, and I get those things. But, wow, that feels like they're giving the Jets way too much respect, and that it's very disrespectful to the Texans. The flip side is, you know, the Jets probably are too talented to lose this many games in a row, right? Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. I mean, like, at some point, they're going to find a way to win one of these games, and the betting markets believe that that's Thursday night against Houston.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ross, last year the Texans went up there on a full week and played against Zach Wilson and got beat like a drum 30-6. So it's, you know, and that was less than a year ago. So we'll see what happens, and the Texans are banged up too. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Ross Tucker joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Ross, you had Baltimore and Cleveland this weekend. You had the Jameis Winston experience. What was that like?
Awesome in every way. I mean, first of all, really enjoyed talking with him on Friday. Now, you know, he was a little bit different on Sunday in those interviews, which were amazing. Like when he says something and then looks at the camera,
yeah,
it's just so funny. And then afterwards, you know, we have to do a post-game thing, and I'm watching him do the interview, and he says during the interview, I got a quote. My white boy from Detroit, and I was like, in my head, I was like, Eminem or Kid Rock. Like, I was so excited to know which white boy from Detroit he was about to quote. Just hilarious. But I'll say this, you know, Browns fans are incredibly, incredibly loyal. And I think because of them losing the franchise, you know, the mm-hmm. way they did, that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I was just so happy. It's their first home win this year. They'd lost so many in a row. I was just so happy for those people that they had that day. That might be their only day the whole year, but they had that day. And to do it against arguably the hottest team in the league at that point, and the team that used to be the Browns is just makes even better. Which, by the way, that's a whole other thing. I think it's nuts that the team that used to be the Browns is in the same division as the Browns. Like, it's just like, I mean, it's like it almost rubs it in every time they play against each other. But I guess maybe it's good because it makes it a rivalry. I don't know.
We got the zombie Oilers in our division, man. We got the Titans in our division, so we got that same dynamic going on here. That's a good point.
And then they were the throwbacks.
Yeah.
And then they were the throwbacks.
Right, dude. Yeah. It's even worse.
At least the Ravens can't. Can you imagine if the Ravens rocked Cleveland Browns?
Oh, my God. I'd love that to happen.
Yeah, I'm sleeping with your uniform. Yeah. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you think of that? Hey, Ross, do you think Deshaun Watson ever plays football again?
Yeah, I think if he wants to. I mean, if he wants to, mm-hmm. I think he'll be a backup somewhere. And then, you know, somebody gets hurt. I mean, he'd be a high-end backup. He might not want to.
Yeah, that's the thing.
he'd be a high-end backup. Some guys have a really tough time with it. I know Wentz did. Mm-hmm. Wentz kept waiting for a starting job. Everybody's like, hey, Carson, like, that's not happening, bud.
Yeah.
Nobody's handing you the starting job.
Right.
So I think if he makes peace with that,
mm-hmm.
Then I think for sure he would get a chance. And honestly, he might get a chance otherwise, just like, change of scenery on a much lower contract.
Yeah.
But the next couple of years are going to be wild. I mean, I guess if you're the Browns, you know, I guess you keep them as the backup. I mean, if you have to pay them $45 million each of the next 2 years anyway, if it's $75 million off your cap anyway, rather than paying somebody else to be your backup quarterback, it might as well be Deshaun. Which, by the way, they got to figure out, obviously, who their starter is. Does Winston do enough the rest of this year? Do they give the DTR kid, who's on the rookie minimum, they give him a chance and hope that he's good and put him out there? Or is it a chance where, situation where, okay, instead they have to go and draft somebody? I mean, but the Winston part and the DTR part will sort itself out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll probably end up drafting someone. And then Deshaun will be the highest paid backup in the history of professional football.
Yes.
Ross, you cover the Eagles. You know them well. Are they indeed back? Are the Eagles back?
Mm.
Boy, it's looked like it the last couple games. I mean, they beat the Giants by 25 on the road. They beat the Bengals by 20 on the road. It's not easy to dominate other teams on the road like they are. What's so interesting to me about them, and there's several things, is that, you know, when Hurts plays really well, and I guess you could say this about a lot of teams, but when Hurts plays really well, they're unbeatable. I mean, because they still have the talent. I mean, look, if you think about it, right, top five tight end in Goddard, top five running back Saquon, top five offensive line, top five receiver duo,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of top five guys. I mean, that's top five at every position on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then defense is where they're kind of young. But their first two picks, corners, Quinion Mitchell is an above average starting corner already. And then Cooper DeJean, who's finally healthy playing nickel, he's making plays all over the place. The former Iowa, like, punt returner, safety corner, it really looks like they nailed their two picks. It's unbelievable how much of a difference it makes to a team if you take, like, two young guys on one side of the ball and they both pan out. It's almost like Stroud and Tank Dell for you mm-hmm. guys last year. You inject two young guys like that. It's almost like a totally different energy they bring.
No doubt. Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL insider. Hey, Ross, before we get you out of here, what are you on this weekend? Who are you calling this weekend, college or pro?
Yeah, so it's interesting. It's one of those weeks where I would have an NFL game. The sixth crew does have a game, Saints-Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have a national broadcast game for college, that trumps it. So I've got Air Force at Army.
Ooh.
Noon on Saturday, my one and only trip to West Point this year. So I love those Service Academy games. Obviously, Army's, whatever they are, 8-0 and
yeah.
Awesome. So looking forward to it.
And that'll be good. So you can catch Ross on the Air Force and Army game this weekend. Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Take care, guys.
All right. See ya. That's the great Ross Tucker joining us.